You are never walking alone. You are never walking alone. Hi, this is Danielle, and I'm here from the Village of Helping Build Bridges Across.com. I just wanted to reach out. I wanted to put something that, to release something that is lodged on my heart, to let someone, whoever's in the sound of my voice, who comes across this information, who may listen to it or it was shared to you. I don't think we hear things by chance, and I just want you to know that you are not walking alone. There are many hearts who have experienced many things. There really isn't anything that's new under the sun, and what that means is that while many voices don't speak about everything that happens in their lives, understandably, there are many things that may be understood. So I don't want you to ever feel like you're by yourself and walking these things out, because all of us don't always have a village to draw back from, and that's not always easy, or we don't know where to turn. So I wanted to offer some resources. That was really my purpose in coming on here, sharing this line. It's really simple. You're never walking alone. You are never walking alone. And I pray that you have maybe a village or a local church or a trusted friend that maybe can be there for you to hear, to just listen. Because a lot of times in situations that are very dark or very tragic, especially those that can happen in an instant, there really are no words that can really be said. Sometimes just a peaceful silence, a presence of someone trusted, just to be there to allow you to vent in whatever way that looks. And grief comes in so many fashions, and I would dare not assume how anyone walks through that. I just want you to know that if nowhere else, you know, this village is here from a heart that does know how life can change in an instant. And what's attached to that, and again, our journeys are not the same. We all draw for something different. So my purpose was to provide some resources for the heart who may not know. If there's a local church in your area that you may have attended a few times and you trust, or someone you know, those are always great, because many times they have a pastor on staff or pastoral staff that can pray with you and to assist you and provide resources that may be in your backyard. There's also there's the National Hope Line Network, and they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer a phone number of 800-273-8255. Again, that's the National Hope Line Network, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. That phone number is 800-273-8255. And they deal with an array of issues, so it's not centered on one issue. Just sometimes having a voice that you can talk to, that just want to be able to release your heart. And maybe you can't have, maybe you don't have those that you feel comfortable or trust enough to vent or to walk through that. And so these are things that may be personally affecting you, or it could be things that have happened in our country or in your community that is affecting you. So I want to be sure that you have that number. There's also something called the crisis text line. You can actually text to speak with the trained counselor. I'm going to give you their website as well as the text information. And it's showing that you can text the word home, H-O-M-E. So again, you'll put those letters in your text, H-O-M-E, which is the word for home. And the number you would be texting to is 741-741. Again, that number to text to is 741-741, and you'll receive a text right back of a trained counselor to assist you. Again, they handle many areas. They also have their website that's attached to that, and that's called the Crisis, C-R-I-S-I-S text line, which would be TextLine.org. No spaces, all one word, crisistextline.org. So I hope that these resources you can put in your phone, if not for yourself, for someone you may know that can benefit from that. And again, if you have people that you trust in your local area that can pray with you, that's always a great avenue as well. And what's most important from my heart to yours, from someone who genuinely has walked through a tragic place that changed life in an instant. It was not anyone sick that you walked through. It was an instant. And it's just something that can't be described. But if I can give nothing else in this moment, I just want to say to these hearts that come across this podcast, this village, wherever you find this message, to know that you are never, never walking alone. And your presence is needed. And you have to do the work. You're going to walk out the grief. And it'll be your own journey to walk. But just please, if you know nothing else, you are never walking alone. Take care.